let us start. Tulas Eisvav. Eisvav Tzach Liyesh Raisha Kotzer Layaisa Me'ayvi Kulmis. So let us look at picture one in Per Halacha on the top. Picture one. So Eisvav Tzach Liyesh Raisha Kotzer. So Raisha Kotz means like it's an Ayvi Kulmis. So each box is an Ayvi Kulmis. So the Raish of the Vav should be the length of an Ayve Kulmis, which is the width of a Kulmis. Kedei, but if it will be longer, Kedei Shulei Tedame L'Reish. That means if it will be longer, we see in this picture an Ayve Kulmis is a box. This is an Ayve Kulmis. If it will be longer, it will be like a box and a half. So then it has a similarity to a Reish. Fine. So that is, now we know how long the Reish of the Rav should be. Now, let's go further. V'ragla, in the regal of the Vav, Oroch Ka'ovi Beis Kulmisin. Now we'll look in picture two. So we see the Ovi Kulmis is a box. So the regal has to be Ovi Tu Kulmisin. So that makes it look like a vav. Kedei, but if it is less than two kulmasin, and that is the vav next to it on the left, it's a box and a little bit more than a box. So then it has a similarity to a yud. So that's why it should be, that's where giving these dimensions, that the oirech of the rosh should be a nevi kulmis, and the length of the regal of the vav should be shtei kulmosin. Now, v'lo yasenu oruch yoisa, now let us look at picture three. He should not, so in picture three, we have three oisias. The first one is a vav, that it has two kulmasin. The second one is a little bit more than two kulmasin. The third one on the left is a endanun. So memela, so the minute it's more than two kulmasin, it gets already a similarity to an endanun. Layasen the orich yaisa midai. Ten tedama letinik lenun pshuta. Umitam ze, so that means we want that it should look like a vav. At the first glance, umitam ze, gam kein toiv shitia roisha agula letzad yamin. Now let's look at picture four, that the roish of the vav should be round on the right side. It shouldn't look like a Zion. That means even though a Zion, the Reish of a Zion is really, it's in the middle of the regal of the Zion. That means you have the square of the Zion is one half is over the right side. There's one half is on the right side of the regal, the other half is on the left side. But al kaponim, a Zion has this tchuna that the Reish is square. That is a tchuna of a Zion. So memela, if we'll have a vav that is square on one side, so there's also a slight similarity to a Zion. Therefore, mitam ze gam kein toiv, it seems this is al chetchila dekedim, shetia roisha agula letzad yamin, that the roish of the vav should be round, shaloi tedame lezayin, it should not be similar to a Zion. Va'af al pi, even though Shereish Azayim Oiver Mi Beis Tzedodim. So why are you afraid that someone might mistake a vav for a Zayim? Mikom Mokim Yesh Locho Shemotinik Teleichochim Veleitipish you can design the tiposa. But if it'll look to a tinnit that people not have the complete picture of a Zion, and a tinnit can think the characteristic of a Zion is that it's square, so he might say that the second Vav is really a Zion. So therefore, one should be Mahada to make the Vav round. The Rosh of the Vav should be round. That this should not occur. Uponeho yiye shove v'loy ba'ach alachsei. Now let's look at picture 5. That means we have here, so the first Vav on the right, so we see the Rosh of Vav is straight. The other two Vavim on this picture is based with the two arrows. So one, the Rosh Avav is facing downwards. The second one, the Rosh Avav, is facing upwards. So he's telling us that the Rosh Avav should be straight. The Raglo, now let's look at picture 6. The Regal of the Vav, Tia Poshut Tachteho Bishov, it should be one straight line, and it should not be Leishovu Be'emtza, it should not be a broken line, and that is Ois Beis in picture 6. There's a broken line, so that's no good. It should be a straight line. Now, Gam Toif She'oivyo Tismayit V'hoilech Ma'at Ma'at Achetiyo Chado Lemato. So now let us look at picture 7. At picture 7, that means we start off with a thicker regel, but as the regel comes to the bottom, it thins out. So it should end with a sharp end on the bottom. So that is another characteristic of the vav. No, a Zion we'll see is different. A Zion is we'll see a Zion is different. Now, Imrego Havov Kotzel. Now let us look at picture 8. The Rego Havov is why we didn't have this case. The Rego Havov is Kotzel. It's the size of a yud, of a resh of a yud. That is the length of the regal of the yod, of the vav. Im regal havav kotzer, im ein boi rak kimmoloi yud, if the length of the regal is kimmoloi yud, posel, so that means, so the regal of a vav has to be longer than the size of a yud, of the resh of the yud. The ima at yosa, what if it's a little bigger? It's a little bigger than a meloy yud. Bim ma'at yosa, so if lahara is latinic, then you have to show it to a tinic. And let us again look at picture 2, under the middle picture on the top row. And there it's ma'at yosa. So now already, looking at this ois, it is debatable. It's a yud. So kaponim, then we have to the depend on the hacho of the tinnik. The tinnik says it's a vav, so it's good. So finished. You want your gesundheit. You want to make it longer? No problem. But it means it's a kosher ois, so what you're doing, there's no problem in kesidrum. You can zicha do it. Now, v'hu adin, v'mreish habov rochov, v'nidme ktas l'reish. That was picture 1. We had picture 1, we had 3 oisies there. The one on the extreme right is a proper vov that has the length of an oivikulmis. The second one is longer than that. It's a vikumas and a hair. The third one is a reish. So again, this ice already is problematic. Is it a vav? Is it a reish? It's a little longer than a normal vav. It's a little shorter than a reish. So then again, we'll have to depend and rely on the how a tinnik will view this ice.
Okay. Do you shorten that?
Yeah, then you could do that also, because it's kosher the way it is. In kosher valid, b'mok came vav. Now let us look at picture 9. He was supposed to write a vav, he wrote a dalet. So now, tzorech ligre kol agat. So the Gag was written b'psul. So the Gag, he has to erase completely. This is a posel Gag. So Mamele, he can't make it a kosher Gag with just scratching out a chelik of it. That'll be chok teiches. So the Gag was written b'psul. It's too big a Gag. It was a Gag of a dalet. So he has to erase the Gag. Yes. Now, that's for sure. The Evsha, the boy nami ligre kol hayerech, the doyme le dalet shekosve memokim reish, tarich limkei kuloi, kanal besamin lamed beisiv yudches. That means, since normally the Sefer writes this ice in one stroke, so it seems, so when he had written the gag of a dalet, so this is a posel ha'is. And the regel is a continuation of this dalet. It's not, it would be written in two strokes. So the gag was written the psul. But since normally when one writes a dalet, it is written in one stroke. So therefore, so this is one big posel ha'is. So it's not sufficient to erase the dalet. Left erase the regel also, and then right over the ice. Yeah, the name of Dalit Shekosimakim Reish, it's a Chlinchai Kulai, Kanabasim and Lamed Beis. So that is, we went through ice love. Now let's go to this ice Zion. Ice Zion, Tzorich Lizoyer, Shloiti Yeraglo Arucho, Shaloi Yizdame Lenun Pshuto, the Tiposo de Kriyas Atinik, Al Kain Lo Yeraglo Oruch Yoisa Mi Beis Kumusen. Now let us look at picture 11. Now we have here three Zions in front of us. The Zion to the extreme right is the Zion to the extreme right is to kumosim. That is the length, that is the proper length of a Zion. So you have the Rosh is one kumis, and the regal is two kumosim. That is a Zion. Now, if you made it longer than two kumosim, now already will have problems. It has a similarity to an endonym. And then we'll have to again depend on the tinnik. Tiposei de kriyas atinnik. Okay, the yeragla oruch yoisa bibeis kumose. The roisha tzorech liyos oiver mishnei tzodim. Now, the roish of the Zion has to be, let's look in picture 12. The roish has to go over the regal on both sides. Shaloi tedame levo. That means if you make it only on one side, so then it has a similarity to above. So that's no good. So that's these three pictures here. We see above is got curved by the right side of the rosh. The middle one is not curved, but al kaponim matzich has a similarity to above. So therefore, one should make sure that the Reish of the Zion should be extended over both sides of the regel. Now let's go further. V'yiyeh merubo, 17. Now let's look at picture 17. V'yiyeh merubo. It should be a square. The reish of design should be a square, number one. The gimel tagin al reisha, they should have three tagin on the reish. The ragla tiye poshut tachtaho loyishivuro. The regal, let's look at picture 18. The regal should be straight, not broken. That's 18. V'yesh she'oisin akava tachten dak b'yitzir, v'hoylech u'misava ad chetzio, u'mechetzio chayzer u'mismayit ad she'teichado l'mato. So let's look at picture 19. In picture 19, we hear that others make that the regal of the Zion, when it comes out from the Roish, it is thin, then it gets thicker, and then it thins out at the bottom. That's how others make a zayif. Ve'im niskatzcha ha-regel mizayim. What happens if the regel, the regel of the zayim, should be to kumosim? What if he made it short? Dinoi kemoi shekasavnu v'oismov. So then it matters how short it is. If it is the shear of a yud, so then it will be posel. If it's more than the shear of a yud, so then we have to ask a tinnik to determine what the ice looks like. Fine. V'af shapri megodem mitzadet lohoku v'zeh didai. Im nisha meharegel kmoloi oisyot. The Prima Godem says this is better than Avov. Why is this better than Avov? Because Avov that has a regel kmoloi oisyot looks like a yud. A Zion that has a regel kmoloi oisyot, it doesn't look like a yud because the rosh of the Zion goes over the regel on both sides. So I won't think this is a yud because you can tell from the Reish of the Zion that this is not a yud. So that is what the Prima Godem wants to say. So even it'll be the size, even though it will be the size of a yud, it'll also be good. That's what the Prima Godem is mitzvadet. It's better than a mok. Aderech HaChayim, Bilchus Kiryas HaTorah, Vasharei Ephraim, Sosmu ka Shulchan Aruch. They were soisim like the Shulchan Aruch. So memela they held that it's not sufficient that the Reish HaZayin goes over the regel. B'choshkin im heru letinik v'leikore v'zayin. So here we're talking about a theoretical shaila. If I made it like I made the regal of the Zion to Roisha Yishol Yud. So people don't say it could be it's good, and they say it's no good. But he says, but Avad Givis, if he showed this Zion to a Tinnik, but like Korah the Zion, Bavadi and Lahokul Bezer, Amukh Mashakosa Beishais, Baba Isashani, yeah, Ayin Shah. Nira the Philotikal and Mahani Bezer, but to the Mesus Mishim Shlek Yisidol. That means, so if you made this small regal on the Zion, so he holds it's no good, and you can't be misaken it because it's a din of a yud. The Kotum called it a yud, so it's not a Zion. Now, let us learn Ois Ches. Ois Ches, Tiye Shtei Ragleho Kishtmunas Shnei Zainim. An Ois Ches is we have two Zions. Vazayin shebetzad yamin. So that's picture one, two Zions. But then he says, Vazayin shebetzad yamin, nochin lasos kezen roishay ogul betzad yamin. That it should not be completely like two Zions. It is preferable that the roish of the right Zion should be ogul. That's what it should be. Fine. V'yiyu, so that's picture two. So that means it's preferable that the roish of the Zion ayimini should be ogul. Now, v'yiyu azaynim chachikim ze mize l'chol hayoyse ke'oyve kulmes. So that means the two Zions should be separated one from the other, ka'ive kumis. So that means we have, so then theoretically it's a square. That means the two roshim are an oive kumis. There's a space in between of an oive kumis, that is picture three, and the regular is it's like two kumosim. So that is, there should be a space of an oive kumis. That's picture three. At least, for chol ha'yosek oive kumis, v'yu mechaborim b'chatoitres yachtav b'hukim min gag gavoya. It should be, now, these two zions should be attached with a gag gavoya, and this is called a chatoitres. That means it's like an upside down V, a slanty roof. And this should be mechaba, the two zions, and this will make it into a ches, number one. Number two, umako, v'hu kimin tag godo, yasalo b'roish, regel asmeil, v'loi be'emcha. So let's look in picture five. That means, so the picture on the right is the proper way to make this mako. This mako is on the left side of the left Zion, and that's how it should be made. The lay be'emta, look at picture, and then ice base, he made the mako in the middle of the Zion, and that is not good. You should make it at the end of the Zion. So far we know that it's two Zions. We should curve the rosh of the Zion Yamin, and there should be at least an oivy coolness between one Zion and the other Zion, and we should be mechaber both of these Zions with a chataitos. Now, the tzorich lizoyer, now let us look at picture six. Picture six, he separated one Zion from the other Zion, and he made a chataitres. Now, the difference between this chataitres and a proper chataitres, we'll look Aleph and Beis. Aleph and Beis, so we see like there's, it's like a V, there's a steep incline by this V. So that's like a sharp roof. The chatoitres in by Ois Aleph looks like a very shallow roof with a minute slant. So this is possible. So this is not the way a chataitre should be. So Mamela, so that's what he says. B'tzorich lizer shloyarech begagaches v'imherich posel, and if he was marich begagaches posel. So this is not a ches. This is not a ches. Because it's not a chataitre. V'imherich posel. Ve'ein lo itikim betzulun and mezuzas mishum shloikas. So this he did not write a ches. If he went further, so When is it no good? In picture 6, he made 2 zainen and a wide chatoitris. The zelay have a kemil chatoitris, shu meshupe. A chatoitris should be more on a slant, more on an angle. Avim osa haches kedas rashi. Now let's look at the picture 8. In picture 8, we will now see a ches. Now, we are very familiar with this ches. This is the ches we write. And Rashi's shita is that this is the ches that should be written in the Sefer Torah and Tfilah Mezuzos. This is the ches. This is Rashi's shita. So Avolim also, so Rashi holds that if you have 2 raglayim in a gag, and you have over it a gag that is flat, that is a ches according to Rashi. Avim also a ches kedas Rashi, which is picture 8. Dahainu ches pshuto b'loi chatoitri shal gagwa. This is without a chatoitri. Afilu im herich halbei. He made this ches very long. But you see, this is a ches. So it's a long ches. Kosha b'diyavet.
That means preferably a ches should be a square. It should be 3x3. 3 in the length, 3 in the width. That's what it should be. But if he made such a ches, it's not merub, it's not a square. So it's good? Yeah. Rashi, that's how we made it. Yeah. Now what's number 8? This Rashi, number 8 is Rashi. Number 12, L'chayre, is also Rashi. Number 12 is also Rashi, that's right. Well, come on. No. This here, the 8 is a Chiddush, that even though it's wide, that means that we want to differentiate between 8 and 6. If we make a ches with a chatoitris and it's wide, so by making it wide, we lose the chatoitris. Masha'enken, according to Rashi, if you make a wide, it's also good. Tfakir 12 is a proper ches. Now, No, that old is no good, but this Rashi Shita also, we can be same as Rashi. Now, im also haches, now we had started off by saying, haches is 2 zainen with a chataitris. Im also haches, just 1 second, im also haches ketmuna shnei bovin, now let's look in picture 9. So he made 2 vovim, or a dalet vov, or a dalet zayin. V'chatoitres al gaba, kosher b'dievet. So b'dievet, this is kosher. Shloi nishtano l'tzulas ha'isach ha'edeze. That means this still looks like a ches. O'mikol mokim, im evshel l'sakim, Ligler, if through greater you could be misakim, Yisra Nois, Bachatoita Tishor Bim Kai making my Beches Shatumunose Yoykedal Zayim, Bachatoita Shalai Nasis Ben Satahud, Vulay Visaifa, Yigramina Dalad Mitsosi Shadasak my Zayim. I mean, my mid Visaifa, Yehola Kaisk, Shayigramina Dalad, Vulay Yia, Loy Tikanachakach. Okay, now let us look what he's saying. Let's look in picture 10. Picture 10, he had made a Dalet and a Zion, which b'diyavid is kosher. We don't appreciate such a ches. Now, but let us see something else. When he made the chatoitres, he made the chatoitres in the middle of the gag of the dalet. That means normally the chatoitres connects the two ends of the roshim. Let's look in picture one. We have two zayins. The chatoitres is by the left end of the right side and the right end of the left side. That's the chatoitres. Now, when he made a dalet zayin, he made a chatoitres to end in the middle of the rosh, not by the end. So this, his ignorance is bliss. So now I can erase the chelik adalid from the dalit. Look, let's look in Ois Beis. He did wonders over here. He erased the chelik of the dalit. Now it's mamish hazayin. Now it's mamish hazayin. So we have a Zion and a Chataitra. So now, what did we accomplish? In picture 10, we accomplished a Gebalt. That means, B'diyeved, the way it is now, it's kosher. Adalavov is kosher, B'diyeved. But it would be preferable, he should make it into a Zion. Adalav Zion is B'diyeved kosher. Be preferable to make it into a Zion Zion. So, it's not called Chaktoiches because the Dois is kosher the way it is. So by erasing the Chela Kadala, the making it into Zayim, so it's Kabbalistic, now I have a kosher Reches. That is, if he had made the Chatoiches Batlonish, that it should end in the middle of the Dalet. What if he made the Chatoiches should end by the end of the Dalet? Like look at picture base, ice base, picture 9. There he made ice gimel. There he made the chatoitres should touch the end of the dalet. Now, if he wants to be frum, and he's going to now erase the rosh of the dalet, you know what's going to happen? So he's going to end up without a chatoitres. He's going to end up without, that's picture 11. He's going to end up without a chatoitres because he had made the chatoitres touching the end of the dalet, like in picture 9 to the extreme left. So now if he's going to want to make this dalet into a zayin, he's going to end up without a chatoitres. So he passed the ice, not the apostle ice. So then we tell the Yid, be a bedevigity, even the tulum will be kosher. That means if you don't touch it, but the evidence is good. If you're going to make this, so now it's not a ches either, because it doesn't have a chataitris. So mebele, so hands off. But the evidence, yes. That's what he said. Okay, we'll stop here. Definitely. But hold them. Yeah, sure. If you want, you can put them in. Okay, I can bring them back. But it's much better this way. Now we see what we're talking about. So here we're talking about, you want to take the, you bring this back here, okay, fine.